The organist and composer Paul Mons was born in Cleveland, Ohio in 1919. This May, on The King of Instruments, we're taking some time out to recognize this influential musician and his legacy at 100 years. Scott Hislop is the author of a biography of Mons titled The Journey Was Chosen. He tells us about Mons' early life.
The home he grew up in consisted of older family members. Paul was an only child. There were no other siblings in the family beside him. He grew up not far from the Holt Camp Organ Factory. As a small child, he would talk about he would go walking by and he'd be peering up into the windows to see what was going on in there. And as the legend has it, that Walter Holt Camp Sr., the founding member of the firm, came by one day and sort of swatted him away for peeking in his windows. Paul's father was an amateur musician. He loved to sing, he loved to play keyboard, and the family had a small pipe organ in the house that his dad had cobbled together through various parts in that. He was told he could have time at the organ if he started taking piano lessons. As a young boy, he took piano lessons, organ lessons, and music theory lessons from a gentleman by the name of Henry Markworth. Markworth was one of the church musicians in the Cleveland area at Trinity Lutheran.
Paul went on to study at what is today Concordia Seminary in River Forest, Illinois, outside of Chicago. After graduating from there, he taught in Lutheran schools and churches in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Further education took place at Northwestern University, and in 1957 he took the position of cantor at Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Minneapolis. A Fulbright scholarship took him to Belgium and Germany, where he was introduced to a new style of hymn playing and improvised accompaniment and introduction. His recitals often started and ended with a hymn, and audiences found these to be their favorite parts. Before long, Paul was performing hymn festivals, which were full programs of nothing but hymns with Paul's unique improvised introductions and full audience participation. The organist John Ferguson tells us about Mons hymn festivals.
Yeah, and it's I think generally agreed among people in this country who are really interested in hymnology and hymnody that Paul sort of refined and developed the idea of a hymn festival. The discovery of his great ability as an improviser, his interest in hymns, his interest in exegeting, unpacking the meaning of the hymn with its music. There had always been gatherings when we'd get together, and in a more formal way, not just holler out hymn numbers out of a hymnal, but in a more formal way, structure an event built around the singing of hymns. And Paul's idea was to take readings, scripture, poetry, and so he sort of built that kind of a experience. Paul was the pioneer.
Thank you.
David Cherwin is the current cantor of Mount Olive Lutheran in Minneapolis, and he's the artistic director of the National Lutheran Choir. David studied with Paul Mons, and he continues the tradition of the hymn festival today all over the country. He tells us about his first experience at such an event.
I think the life-changing thing for me was in my junior year of college, I was planning to be a high school choir teacher. You know, that was my goal, and I was in a music ed program at Augsburg College, and a friend dragged me to a hymn festival at Paul Mons, which I had never heard. Even though I had taken lessons from him periodically, I just never heard him do a hymn festival. And so that was a time when I was also in a rock band. So what I heard happen was just mind-boggling, because the introductions were amazing. They were so exciting and enticing, and the singing was so strong. I remembered all the verses of O God, Our Help in Ages Past from that experience. And I couldn't tell you three of the songs I played in the band five nights a week. There was just something that was very profound about it. But I saw these two worlds coming together, the learning to play the organ and improvisation, which is what we were doing in the rock group. But it was controlled improvisation. It was better than just willy-nilly. It was very informed improvisation, in fact. Attending a hymn festival led by Paul Mons back in those days, you'd get so drawn into it, you'd leave and go, now what happened? I can't remember the specifics, but you know you were brought somewhere different, in a good way.
All of the music you've been hearing was improvised and performed by Paul Mons. We'll continue this next week with a look at his most famous choral anthem, E'en So, Lord Jesus, Quickly Come, and we'll talk about the Mons family.